Welcome, listeners, to another great episode of Two Beers and a Mic. Today, we discuss our producer being gone again.
What an ass.
You know, decided to go on a family vacation to a place that he's not even familiar with, Puerto Rico.
Never been.
Wasn't even born there.
Nope.
But claims it.
Claims it. Like it's his set.
Golly. We talk about prize picks. We talk about fantasy teams. Football fantasy teams, not real fantasy teams. You know. We discussed the government shutdown ending.
Thank God.
Right?
Yeah.
Right before travel. A couple travel times.
So I think they thought that one through quite a bit.
Yeah. So glad that that's happening.
You guys, another great episode of Two Beers and a Mic. Here we go.
Beautiful.
Hey, guys.
How you doing there, buds?
Doing good. I've got one more prize pick to lock in.
Tonight, we have which you'll be hearing this one day later, but tonight we have the Dallas Cowboys rooting and tooting over in Las Vegas to play the Vegas Raiders. Let's let this funnel right into our fantasy football team. So you have a couple players tonight that you need to perform in order to win your matchup, and then I do as well.
On both opposing teams, I have Brock Bowers and George Pickens, which picky pick has been good for me over the past several weeks, and Brock Bowers has done well all weeks except for last week.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they can at least make or have a combined point our combined points of 12 and a half or greater.
Should happen. What's your winning probability right now?
83%.
So, you know.
It's pretty high up there, but at the same time, both of them just scored 4 points last week. Or George Pickens, did they have a bye week last week? I can't remember.
Yes, because we went to the game and then they had the bye week.
That's right.
So, no, you're right.
Need him to come on strong.
The Cowboys' offense looks real good.
It
their defense, not so much. No. So maybe Bowers can, you know, exploit some of that and do his little,
shake.
His little white boy magic.
Yeah, dude. His hairline cracks me up.
Boy.
He looks like he should be like 38 years old.
Looks like he should be doing accounting for a local high school.
Yeah.
Teaching accounting for a local high school.
Literally. But yeah, so we'll see how it goes. What about you? You have anybody?
I have one player left. Yeah. CeeDee Lamb. I'm currently winning my matchup by roughly, I think, 7 points.
Okay.
Let's see. I will confirm. I have an 89% chance of victory this week. I am up by a little under 9. So my opponent has Trey Tucker, who is definitely a boomer bust type guy, bro. Could do some crazy stuff, or he could put up literally nothing. What'd you say his average was? 4 or 5 points a game, something like that.
Who?
Trey Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hoping
for the last five games.
Hoping it's a bust type night, and CD hasn't had yet, at least while I've had him, which has been about 4 or 5 weeks, has not had one of those like CD games, you know?
Like 35 plus points.
You know, like two tutties, maybe like a 60-yard freaking to the house call, but the Vegas Raiders would be the team to do it against. So
it's very true.
I'm hoping that comes to fruition.
Yeah. How's their defense overall?
Vegas?
Yeah.
Nothing to write home about, I don't think. Fair enough. There's not Max Crosby. That's
true.
All I got.
True.
That's basically, I know this only because I have been taking terrible teams on Madden 26. And going into franchise mode and basically like trading all their good players and collecting draft picks or trading for players that I want on the team and things like that. So
that's funny.
When I looked at the defense, I literally have a note card right there that has all the players that I would trade. And there's about 12 positions on there. Only 22 positions to choose from, and 12 of them I was like, this could be better.
That's tough.
So nothing to write home about. Max Crosby, just a manimal. But yeah,
there was at one point rumors about him coming to Dallas, but those got squashed pretty quick. But that would be sick.
That'd be dope. That would have been better than Quinnen Williams and whoever else.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. I don't know what was going on there.
But
yeah, oh well.
Oh well.
Oh well.
We had a wild week in just NFL in general.
We did.
Well, do you want to start?
Can. First off, all Justy Herbie.
Bad.
Terrible.
Holy mother.
That was
against the Jags. What did they lose, 35-6?
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't even score a touchdown. They scored two field goals.
I'm sitting there. I had Quentin Johnson on my fantasy team, put up a whopping none.
0 points.
0 points. Then the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers like 44-35, 44-32. And guess what? Their number one receiver on the team, Khalil Shakir. How many points did he have? 0.2. Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns.
Oh, that's right. 3 rushing and 3 throwing.
Bro had 59 fantasy points, and he would have had like 63 if he didn't throw. I think he had 2 interceptions. To throw up 59?
That's almost what you were expecting Lamar to do this year.
You know? Every year, Lamar has just done amazing. And
this year just is what it is. Hadn't been that way. That's okay though.
But I always thought, you know, when we did the draft on Two Beers, I said a player with Josh Allen that drafts Josh Allen, because you typically have to draft him in like the 3rd or 4th round, right? Because everyone's getting all itchy after those first like 2 or 3 rounds. They're like, ooh, Josh Allen, I want Josh Allen. No one's ever won, at least as far, unless they've traded for him. But like if you draft Josh Allen, you're messing with like a potential starting receiver or starting running back. And I feel like you can't win, but let's take a look and see if that's true. So Josh Allen put up, at least in our league, 58.68 points, 317 yards, 3 touchdowns passing, 3 touchdowns running. And the team that he's on is 9-11, 7th ranked in our 12-man league, and is projected to lose tonight.
Dang.
So you have a player that puts up 60 and you still aren't going to.
That's crazy.
Like still probably won't win.
Dude, I just found out you can bet on games on Prize Picks now.
Game changer.
Dude, that's kind of sick.
What's the odds of the Cowboys winning tonight? What's their over under?
One. It didn't.
Is it like 3.5? Guess the spread.
1.49x is what it pays.
Oh, that's all they tell you?
Yeah.
They don't give you like a plus or minus anything?
I don't think so.
Let's hop on. No free ads, but we do our gambling on Prize Picks. There's some freaking thing that you can do with Prize Picks, but, you know, we're not going to get into that.
Yeah. To pick Las Vegas, you 2.5x your money.
Do you just click on this button right here and go to teams?
Yep.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah. So on ESPN, the Cowboys are definitely favored. You have to assume that they are favored by only 3.5.
Dang.
Over under is 49 for points. I think I would bet the over on that if you can bet points, point spreads.
I don't know if you can. Teams, yeah, just, yeah. Dang. Yeah, that's kind of intense.
Right?
Cool.
I like that. That's a game changer for the future because I'm just going to start doing team parlays.
Yeah.
I feel way better about team parlays than I do about
a lot more, honestly.
Oh my gosh. Like, all right. So let's look at these next week. All right. So week, what is it? Week 11, I think next week. Are we on week 10? Let me look. We are in week any day now. It doesn't tell me.
Interesting.
Standing.
They aren't very high payouts at all, though. It's just all like, yeah.
Can you parlay them?
Uh-uh.
You can't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
Spreads. Oh, you can bet the spread.
Hey, yo.
But that's still only 1.9 to 1.8. Interesting.
Spreads, totals. Can you parlay any of them?
Oh, it says, what will the announcers say during the Monday night football game between Cowboys and Raiders? Safety or speed? View 24. Say, picked, trade, traded.
Where do you see that?
You go to teams, and then it's under, like, all the sports.
Under the sports?
Yeah, like under here. the second line.
Oh. Mentions? That's crazy.
So they, oh, so they're going to mention Jerry Jones?
So as long as they don't say the word safety, you win. You can win 16X.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
That's crazy.
Right.
They're definitely going to say speed. Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
You can say trade, traded. They're definitely going to say traded because that's the first game that Quinnen Williams and them. So I would pick it. I wish you, and you can't.
You can't pick multiple.
You can't parlay them.
No.
That's so dumb. Bro, I'd bet like $1 million. Win like win like 30 grand.
Right.
Because, yeah, I have
$1 million. You can bet win total.
Whoa. They should let us parlay them.
That's what I'm saying. Prize Picks. Let us parlay these picks in Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Make it legal, please.
What's going on? I don't understand.
You can bet on the awards, the coaches, conferences, division, leaders, fantasy. And then the number one overall draft pick. Yeah.
Dang.
That's kind of crazy. But the payouts are just so low. It's probably because they don't want people hitting these mugs.
It's probably why they're not letting us parlay them.
Yeah.
Because I would put, like, for next week, if I could do a 6-team parlay, and this is the gamble responsibly, two beers and a mic is not responsible for anything regarding gambling.
Any occurrences causing your
wife to leave you, your kids to hate you, your finances to dip.
Yeah.
All those things.
Not our fault.
Yeah, because if I were to just like go for next week, the two beers and a mic, lock 'em, pick 'em, right? For week 12. I take the Bills over the Texans.
Yeah.
I take the Seahawks over the Titans.
Yeah.
These are all spreads, by the way. These are not money lines. Mm. I would take the Bears over the Steelers. Because Aaron Rodgers is out with a hand injury. I would take the Patriots over the Bengals, Ravens over the Jets, Lions over the Giants, Eagles over the Cowboys, Rams over the Buccaneers, and the 49ers over the Panthers. And that would be a big payout.
Yeah. They're just wanting you to bet more money.
Turds.
Yeah, literally.
Well, they know how to get mine, at least.
Yeah, no joke. All good. Oh, well.
Is what it is.
Yeah. We only have 3 more weeks, though, until the playoffs.
Oh, dear.
Best of luck to you.
What position are you?
Number 2.
Are you?
I am. Last year, I was number 10.
Number 10. Which still, I don't even know how you got 10.
I don't know.
With that draft, boy.
Yeah, it was tough.
But you did it. Yeah, I'm number like 8.
8.
I need to be at least 6. So
you just need to win out.
I need to win out, and I need people above me to lose. So yeah,
I think that'll happen. I think I could definitely win out. The only person that I'm concerned about is Cody. Yeah.
You playing him?
Yeah, I play him the 3rd week.
I think I'm playing. Yeah. It's going to be a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyways. But yeah. Regarding the government shutdown, it's over. At least I don't know if it's officially over. I know they voted for it to be over.
Right.
Now
you can go see your grandparents on a flight.
On a flight.
Yep.
I don't think Dallas Love was impacted as much because I saw like the both sides. I saw like, and George didn't even say anything about his flight being
delayed,
messed up or anything like that. Speaking of George, though, he calls me yesterday, couldn't pick up the phone, but I was like, hey, I'm serving at the church. What do you need? And he was like, let me know what your experience is with this. He goes, I'm turning in my bags at the Puerto Rico airport, and the way that I didn't change my flight because I had already paid for it and didn't want to change it, but I was originally having a layover in Orlando and was taking that to Dallas, but then I had a job in Florida. So instead of laying over, or instead of coming back to Dallas and flying out either same day or next day, I'm just getting off on my layover. Uh-oh. I said George.
Can't do that.
That's the easiest way to get you on a no-fly list is getting off on your layover and just not getting on your next flight.
Yeah.
And he was like, how do I get my bags off of the layover flight? And I said, you can't. And he goes, what? And
not
I
was like, they're at baggage claim.
And they're not. Yeah. I said, all they do is they take them from one plane and they directly bring them to the other one. I said, you can't do that. And he goes, oh, I didn't know that. And I was like, bro.
Gosh, dang it. Anytime George starts with, what's your experience with, I typically just have to
take a deep breath.
Yeah, take a couple deep breaths.
Golly.
All good, though.
But
at least he made it back. I'm just glad that I didn't get another call from the Puerto Rican jail.
That's fair. That could have been bad.
Yeah. But we need to figure out how it was whenever he comes back, though.
I loved it. I'm moving there.
Bro, it was so cool. The girls.
The females.
The females. Boy.
Boy.
Let's say we try beer.
Let's do it. What do we have today?
We have the Victoria.
Okay.
This is Fuego de Alma.
Mm. What does that mean?
I don't know. Look it up.
Fuego de Alma.
Hecho en Mexico.
Made in Mexico.
See? It's a cerveza.
Fuego de Alma. Means when my Wi-Fi decides to work, fire of the soul.
Oh,
and can refer to a 2011 concert band piece by Carl Stroman, a brand of cigar by Plasencia Cigars, or a 2002 film titled Fuego en el Alma.
And the bottle is pretty sick. It's a limited edition bottle.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Bet. So we have the Victoria.
Cerveza. 4% alcohol volume.
Looks pretty sick. Yeah. Part of me wants to say, like, I remember seeing these in Honduras.
Really?
Ooh, that's got a beautiful golden color in there. Look at that.
And look at all that fizz.
Yeah, I like that. Ooh, look at it foaming to the top.
That's nice head.
That's not.
Nice head.
Hey,
you.
All right, then cheers.
Cheers.
We don't have a
thumbs. This looks like somebody drugged it.
Yeah. Put Alka-Seltzer in there.
Right.
I'm 26 years old. I need Alka-Seltzer in my beers now before I have heart problems. Yeah. Okay. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's got good flavor. Kind of bland.
Yeah.
But good.
Yeah.
Overall, what do you think?
Yeah.
First, like, initial... There's no notes and nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it just caught me off guard. Like, I didn't think, I thought it was going to be a little bit different, but it's not bad.
I don't even know.
It's kind of
like a Michelob.
Yeah.
Like, no flavor.
It's real, real light, but it's a darker beer.
What's the alcohol? 4%.
Probably why.
So, very, very minimal. All right. Well, you want to give me your rating?
I'm going to say 6.7.
6.7? I was going to say 6.3.
Yeah.
So 6.5 for the Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad by any means. I could drink 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
Be all right.
If that was that's all they had
at
a resort, at like a little cabana in Mexico, all right. You know?
I wouldn't be mad.
No, I wouldn't be disappointed, although they're probably not that cold.
No.
If you're getting it from there.
Dude, the worst thing in the world is warm beer.
Ugh. They need to make a beer that tastes good. Warm. Or hot.
Like a winter beer?
Yeah, like a...
Because I wouldn't drink that in the summer.
Or like a hot cider.
Hot cider.
Like a hottie toddy. But it's warm. Aren't hottie toddies warm? Or are they not warm?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like the number one drink of Mississippi. A hottie toddy. You want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, tell me.
A hottie toddy. It's like a cinnamon tea drink.
Oh.
Let's see. It's bourbon. So let's see. Hottie toddy recipe. No, I don't want the cookies. No, I don't. Oh, I got to enter my birth year.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the recipe. Gee, show 40.
Speaking of tea, I have found a newfound love for London Fog.
What's that?
It is a like Earl milk Grey and tea combination.
Oh.
That is actually... really good, bro.
Okay.
I had some up in OKC.
Yeah.
And it was like just a light hot chocolate, but
really
not that much chocolate. Yeah. It was so good. Like a chai latte with more milk.
Okay.
And it was, yeah, it was just so good.
Was it hot?
Huh?
Hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could imagine like throwing a little bit of whiskey in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Like hot chocolate and whiskey. I like that.
That's good.
But aside from, yeah, hot beer.
Nah. Can't do hot beer. Oh, man.
Ooh, what if you did like hot fireball shots? Like if you like boiled them.
Could work.
Not boil, but.
Yeah. Heat up enough.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with something.
Do you think it would?
Oh, so this is hot. A hottie toddy consists of 1 1/3 ounce of whiskey or rye. 4 to 5, this just says cloves. I don't know, cloves of what? Is clove a thing? I don't know. A lemon twist, a quarter ounce of lemon juice, a teaspoon of fine brown sugar, and hot water. And that's what you make.
That's a hottie toddy.
To begin, fill up a glass or mug with fresh boiling water and let stand. While mug is warming up, cut a lemon twist and stud it with cloves. Next, throw out the water in the mug and add fresh boiling water. Add 1 bar spoon of demerara or fine brown sugar and stir to dissolve. Add lemon and clove garnish, 1/4 ounce lemon juice, and stir. Finally, add 1.3 ounces of your choice of rye or bourbon and stir a final time.
Nice.
And that is the hottie toddy.
I'd be down to try it.
I've had one. They're not that good.
No?
I made a hottie toddy, kind of like a hottie toddy variant last year at the quail hunt because it was cold. Mm. So I had boiled some water and I put some whiskey in it and then I did something else, maybe lemon juice.
No,
it's not the move.
I could see like doing like a tea or something like that in whiskey. I could see that being pretty good. What's like, a, not like a, like a warm tea.
Yeah.
Like a hot, like peach tea or something.
A lot of people put whiskey in their coffee. It's pretty normal.
Oh yeah.
I do like rum in my coffee.
I'm not a rum fan.
Gin. Can't really do warm with gin. I hate gin. I do too. It's not that good.
No.
Vodka.
I could drink vodka.
Hot tequila.
That's bad times right there.
I've had hot tequila.
What we had on our honeymoon was we went to this place with all-inclusive drinks at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like in these little plastic-lined shot cups, uh-huh, all warm, and me and Kennedy were dying trying to drink like 3 of them. We were just like, all right, we can't do this anymore, this is gonna kill us.
But yeah, one thing about some of those places, some of those off the shore places, when you're in those, yeah, areas, is just they do not have good, like some have banging drinks.
Oh yeah.
And some they, yeah, ugh, watered down
warm and
funky taste. Old. Yeah, it has a just twang.
Yeah, a little bit of a twang.
A nice twang.
But apparently they're saying that the cartel is really taking over down in Mexico. And are so they're telling Americans that they shouldn't be traveling there right now. But I feel like they've always been saying that. So, you know.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's part of the experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Go to Tijuana.
Yeah. Rocky Point.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad thing.
Cabo.
Cabo's fun.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be more like pirating. Like,
yeah,
like I know that the resort doesn't have security at the beach.
No.
So what keeps them from just like making their way? Is there patrollers out there?
Maybe Coast Guard.
Mexican patrol.
Yeah. Maybe.
They get paid off for sure.
Attention. Yeah.
How many pesos would it take for you to
pesos?
Yeah, how many pesos would you give up for your wife? She got taken.
My wife?
Yeah.
0.
You just let them keep her?
No.
No, I'm saying that's what they're asking for ransom.
Oh.
0?
They wouldn't have her. No. They wouldn't have her. I would have to go to Mexican jail before she got taken. Or at least, you know, throwing a couple shots at them.
Yeah. All right, let's say you threw a couple shots at them, but they had like 12 guys. How many pesos? How many pesos is a dollar?
I would give them, I mean, everything that I have on me.
Yeah, you wouldn't break into the account, but
no, I'd break into the account. Just kidding. If I had to, but I think they would take one look at me and be like, nah, you ain't got that much. Be like, all right, appreciate it.
Yeah, 100.
Yep.
How much you going to take? I give you 100.
Dude, literally, I'd be like, open my wallet. There's 4 or 5 pesos in there. Sorry, man.
I think it's like 4 cents.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't the peso like a penny?
Yeah, you need like 1,000.
Is that it for real?
Huh? No, 1,000? You need 1,000 pesos for...
How many pesos?
Is it $10?
That sounds right.
$50 maybe.
How many many pesos is a dollar? 18.
$54 would be 1,000 pesos.
So each peso is 5 cents.
Dang, so I'd be given like 1,000,000 pesos if that ever happened.
Be 200,000, yeah. No, yes, $200,000.
Yeah. Is that right? 1,000,000 pesos?
What would be $180,000?
543. 10 million pesos.
10 million pesos.
No, sorry.
All right. That'll do.
Jeez. I have to sell the house.
Yeah, but you'd get her back.
Yeah, that'll be all right. I'll send him the boat. Be like, hey, I don't have money.
Yeah.
I got a boat.
I'll give you a boat. I got duck calls.
Duck calls? A bunch of dogs.
Got 120 tactical trunk cases.
Dude, that was the crazy thing that... speaking of, whenever we had went to that resort, uh-huh. how they were talking about how that tiger exhibit got shut down because they were getting stray dogs off the street mm-hmm. and feeding them to them.
What?
Yeah. Our guide who was bringing us on the little boat, we had asked him about it, and he was like, oh, no, they had to shut it down because they were treating the tigers bad, and they would go catch dogs that were stray and come and feed them to the tigers.
Whoa. That's better than what we got That's going crazy. On here.
Yeah, fair.
Overloaded humanity centers. What's up with that?
Centers?
Yeah, humane societies and stuff.
Oh yeah.
What's up with that? I feel like no one wants a.
Yeah, don't get me started on that
dog anymore.
That shit pisses me off, man. Just because I don't understand why people just are like, oh nope, can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm out. It's like, no, you made a commitment to that dog.
Literally, there should be a law like yeah. a. Like a fine.
That yeah, fine. $1,000 to donate your dog.
Yeah, and if you get caught letting them out of your house, that's a criminal act. Like, because if you turned them in, there should be a fine. But if it's yours, there should be a whole, I mean, I don't know. It sounds annoying, but there should be like a registration process. I mean, with certain animals, there should be like a, like you register your car. I can't just, I guess I could, but like.
Well, there is AKC registration, but not everybody gets that.
Yeah. Like so, when I get a car, I could just leave it on the street and let someone take it, but I'd still be responsible for it as far as paying it off. But with an animal, I could just leave it on the street, leave.
My mom used to say that you were only allowed 2 dogs per household, like legally.
Legally?
Yeah. That's why we couldn't get another dog.
She lied.
Yeah.
Tough.
I can't wait to come up with like the little tidbits that I'm going to have to tell my kids one day.
What's your way of like getting them to quit bothering you? I already have mine.
To quit bothering me?
Like, let's say they're being annoying, like very young, like, okay. Not disobedient.
Oh, sorry.
But annoying.
Yeah.
I'd go tell them to go find the most interesting rock in the yard.
I get what you're saying.
And then they'd bring it back, and I'd say, not interesting.
Not interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tried that shit with me.
No. Oh, they did?
No, you did.
Oh, I did? Yeah, I got you out for at least half an hour before you realized.
Yeah, maybe 45.
Yeah.
No, I would say, I don't know. Well, since we have the property, I would probably say just go outside.
Go find a shamrock.
Yeah, go find something. Go find a 3-leaf clover. Yeah. Dude, I never even thought about that. I've never in my life once found one.
I have once.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's screwed up.
Yeah, on St. Patty's Day. It's crazy.
That's got to be the lucky. You should have gone to the casino.
I was 7.
Dude, you would have a lot of, you'd be very proud of me. I was 10 minutes from the casino the other day.
Yeah?
Didn't even stop.
Wow. What were you doing in Oklahoma City?
Thackerville. Oh, in Oklahoma City? I was visiting Brownie and Aspen.
Nice.
And Kennedy's friends, Bo and Tish. It was a good time. So we went to that little, it was like a little OKC, I think it was Bricktown. But it was fun. They were playing some sort of game on the screens, but apparently it's a big hot spot to go watch all the Thunder games and everything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liddy.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I like Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not that bad. I like Bricktown, so there's plenty to do over there.
I think there's a lot to do for not a lot of money over there.
Yeah.
And that's the best part. Like yeah. Here.
I think our tab was like $78 that night.
Yeah.
And we had been there for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, that's all right.
You go out here, unless you're going to Bearded Monkey on Monkey Business Thursdays.
Dude. Yeah. I don't understand how they want people to come out, but they can't, but they afford or they charge what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Blows my mind.
Like, I feel like a fun bar. There's some places still that, but they're like, if you have a place that's caters to, you know, people that don't have a ton of money, like they're not trying to pay like $20 a drink or something like that.
Right.
They're always loaded to the brim. Then you have these places. Like I remember when we went to the Henry or no, not the Henry, the, what was that place downtown? I think it's the Henry. Anyway, they had like 9 people there, but they're like a $20 a drink place.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe drop it down a little bit and you'd be packed.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Because the people that they want there aren't going to go there because they can't afford to go there.
Exactly. Jeez. Pissing me off.
Want to go party?
Yeah.
Let's go party.
Bearded Monkey, here we go.
Bearded Monkey.
All right, Dan.
All right, fellas. We'll catch see you next week.
Maybe we'll bring George back.
Maybe. We'll see.